Laban tells Yaakov, Yomer, that's only, it's just the one line. Yomer Laban, Atzmi uvisari ata. Laban tells Yaakov, you are my bones and you are my flesh. Atzmi uvisari ata. So the Gemara notes, it's an unusual lashon. Atzmi uvisari ata, you're my bones and my flesh. So the Gemara says, maybe it's understandable based on the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara Masechet Nida tells us that we know that there are three partners in every person, every baby. There's three partners. There's the mother, the father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does each one give? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama. Man, the father, the Gemara says, Shlo Shev Meish Ba'adam, Ha'av Molid Gidim Ba'atzamos. The father gives the bones. Ha'em Molida Basar V'dam. The mother gives the basar, the flesh and the blood. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies the neshama. So says the Gra, you know what? Lavan is saying, come on, what are we fighting? Atzmi uvisari? Atzmi. I'm related to you through your father. The bones are from the father. And visari, the flesh, I'm related to you through the mother. Why? Because remember, Lavan is the grandson of Nachar. And Nachar and Avraham are brothers. So, through the Yaakov's grandfather, paternal father, he's related. So that's the Atzmi. You're related to me. Atzamai. Uvisari, visari is from the mother. Yaakov's mother is Rivka, who's Laban's sister. So that's Atzmi Uvisari. I'm related to you, says Laban, both from my mother's side and my father's side. I just heard a hosafa on that from tapes out there by Isaac Bernstein. He used to be a big rav in England. He gave amazing parsha shiurim. So he just added, maybe that's why, he quoted somebody, but he said maybe that's why in a mishaberach for a chole we use the mother's name. While in a kelmale, after a person, our father thought it was different, we use the father's name. After a person passes away, the only thing left are the bones. That's what we use the father's name, because the father gives the atzamos. Mashain came when it comes to the mother, when somebody is sick, we want their flesh to get better. And therefore we say, in a refuah shalem, in a mishabera, we use the mother's name. It's just one ha'ara of the gra, only the gra can think of such a thing. That is in the, it's a thought from the gra. Okay, there's more on the parsha, but not a parsha here now. Okay, I apologize for not being here last week, there was just personal items out of my control. We, I think, finished discussing everything related to Kli Sheni. We discussed, we're still in Sources of Heat, which is the second topic in our Bishul B'Shabbos discussion. Second out of six. We have to finish up right now the second out of six. Sources of Heat is number two, right? As we are discussing, fire and Kli Rishon, Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'ala Eish, Iri Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. And last time we discussed the two items related to Kli Sheni, and that is ladle and dover gush. Those are the two items we discussed in last year. So, what are we up to? Iri Kli Sheni. What is the status of Iri Kli Sheni? So generally, Iri Kli Sheni, we could be makel and treated as a Kli Shlishi, the Shulchan Aruch says. But that leads us into the discussion, what is Kli Shlishi? So we will start with source number 14. Source 14, that's what we're up to in this packet, the one that looks like this on the cover. So the third packet of Bishul B'Shabbos that we have. We're up to pack source number 14, the Chazon Ish. Kli Shlishi. Kli Shlishi is not mentioned in Shas. There is no discussion of Kli Shlishi in the Gemara. So the question is, what does that mean? What does that tell us, the fact that it's not discussed? So most poskim say, you know why it's not discussed? Because there's no difference between a Kli Sheni and a Kli Shlishi. And whatever cooks in a Kli Sheni, if we're worried about a Kli Sheni, then we also should be worried about a Kli Shlishi. That's what Rav Poskim say. The Chazon Ish writes in Source 14, Simin Nun Beis, Olini Kli Shlishi, Demakam she Kli Sheni Asur Kimon Bepaz, where a Kli Sheni is also like by bread. We'll talk about that. Putting challah into a Kli Sheni, we discussed last time, why you light up a challah into soup, for the ladle is a Kli the ladle into your bowl, the bowl is a Kli Shlishi. But if it says the Chazon Ish, if you say that something is usher in a Kli Sheni, oh, it's salam al asachronim amachamirim, chasav of Mishnah Berurah, shem yirim gata b'tzad yil lohakel, v'lo matzina makal l'chalik b'in Sheni l'shlishi. Says the Chazon Ish, I don't know of any source to be mechalik to Sheni and Shlishi. And therefore, as we said, if you have something as Kali Bishul, which we said most things are Kali Bishul, because we don't know what is and what is not Kali Bishul. But if one has something that cooks in a Kli Sheni, one has to be worried about Kli Shlishi as well. The Imdvar Mispashlim Bisheni Mispashlim Bishlishi. The Ein Adavar Talui Ela Becham Hamayim. The only determining factor will be the temperature. Shehayu Mayim Yasu Chamim Yasu Ledesbo. Bechen Lechayi Adam, which we discussed, Yad Nichvesbo. So if it's not yasoledes, it's fine. But in a case where a kli shlishi is yasoledes, let's say I have hot water in the urn and I put a cup under it. So now I have a kli sheni, and then I pour that into another cup, and now I have a quote kli shlishi. Says the Chazon Ish, we call that a kli sheni, the shita sof. You remember, the Chazon Ish has on an extra kli. But says the Chazon Ish, and those who hold like him, which are rov, are poskim. One word, whatever, you're not allowed to put into a kli sheni that's boiling hot, you're not allowed to put into a kli shlishi that's boiling hot. That is the sheet of the Chazon Ish, that is the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan in source 15, where he talks about making tea. He says many people make this mistake. The Aruch HaShulchan writes 110 years ago. People think that kli shlishi, boom, is automatically okay. It says the Aruch HaShulchan before the Chazon Ish. I don't agree. He says, "When Givishin is buyer, the Chaldamar had the Chas and Zui Gemar Malachton, Havi Bishol v'Chayi b'Shabbes." Since you have a principle of Kali Bishol, Lefizeh says the Aruch HaShulchan line two, Ha'esef Shekorin Tei Ma'arin Aleim Chamin, the herb that's called tea that you pour hot water on, the Davar Yadua Shebishulan Kal. It's known that they cook very easily. The Afila B'Kli Sheni Mispashlin. Even in the kli sheni they cook, kimoshe nini rose, like we see with our own eyes. Hamaara nalin chayim b'Shabbes. If you pour hot water them on Shabbos, afilo adi kli sheni chayiv chatas. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's an isadar raisa. For Rabin nechshalim bazeh b'taim shel hevel. Many are nechshal with false claims, false defenses. Some say the tea is pre-cooked. I don't think it's pre-cooked. Some say it's not so hot. I don't think it's so, I think it is hot. So he quotes a bunch of different defenses, and he says, I don't think there's any difference. Ubik Prah, line 16, Sheinenu Roho, Shemizbashle Bikli Sheini, Ubik Lishishi, Shebishuan Kal. So this is what Rova Poskim say, the Chazon Ish, the Aruch HaShulchan. According to these Poskim, the only way you can make tea on Shabbos is how? One of two choices. If you wait till the hot water cools off, if it's not Yasa, let us go anymore, number one. Or you make tea sense. That is, I put the tea bag into boiling hot water before Shabbos. So I pre-cook it. And then, l'chatchila, I would leave that in a warm spot. I would leave that on the blech. Leave that sense in a warm spot, and therefore it's already cooked. And then we get into the principle that we'll learn better from a little later, in bishal achar bishal. And if it's still warm, even by liquids, as we'll see. But that's the only way, according to these poskim, how to have tea. If you want it boiling hot, everything's got to be pre-cooked. You can't take a regular tea bag and put it into something hot, boiling hot, on Shabbos. That is the Chazon Ish, that is the Aruch HaShulchan. Steps onto the scene, Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe basically has a kula which much of Klal Yisrael relies on. Rav Moshe, one of the landmark shuvas in source 16, Mechelek Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet in Mechelek Dalet is a very long shuva. It's about 10-15 pages, written to Rabbi Eider. Rabbi Eider is a sefer on Shabbos, so a lot of those came from this shuva. This shuva was written to Rabbi Eider in a different section. There's the Bishul section and the Boer section, Lash, Tochein. So this is from the Bishul section. Rabbi Eider asked for Moshe, Hinei, Alei Tei, Eina Mu'u Shalom Basi Asam. The tea bags are not pre-cooked when they are produced. Ela Rach Mi'u Bashin Bechom. They're just dried out. They are not pre-cooked. Ha'imutu lahachin tei b'kli shlishi b'Shabbos. What do you say about a kli shlishi? So says Rav Moshe, exactly the opposite of the Chazon Ish. The fact that it's nowhere in Shas tells me there's nothing to worry about. Not that, because it's not in Shas, there's no difference between a kli sheni and a kli shlishi. Says Rav Moshe, the fact that it's nowhere in Shas means there's no such thing. After kli sheni, there's no such thing. It doesn't, just like we learned, Rav Moshe will say, just like we learned in the kli sheni, the issue is in temperature. Remember we discussed? It's all about this lumdish tosis, the funnest bechamimos, bekaros. You can have a kli sheni that's hotter than a kli rishon. It's not, they're not an issue of temperature, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, halachically, says Rav Moshe, anything in a kli shlishi is mutter. Lanias daiti, lo nire kla lomar, zika dvarnim, is bashlim be kli shlishi. It doesn't appear to me that anything looks in the kli shlishi. Dolomatsinu ela shebe kli sheni ish dvarim is bashlim. Because we don't find except things that cook in a kli sheni. Uma nevo me'achar she'inanu yodin yish lasar, kol davar. And since we don't know, by a kli sheni, you don't know what kali bishal are, and the Mishnah says something's cooking a kli sheni, so you gotta be machmir. But ubikli shlishi, there's no source to be machmer at all. Umashakasa ba'aruch hashulchan simin shin yurchas de'enenu rovos atim is bashal gam b'kli shlishi lo muvan zeh. Says Archa Shochad, what our eyes see that it cooks? Not my eyes, says Ramosha. Umasha Rowan Anu, what do you see? What's cooking? What, you see the water getting red? But that happens in iced tea also. That's not a simon of cooking. Some poets can say, oh, you see it's getting red. That's not a simon, says Ramosha, that's even if it's not hot. Umasha Rowan Beinenu, she misadmin hamayim, zeinu in yibishol. Zafakarim mamish kisadmin meshach zman. How do you see that they're cooking? You don't see that they're cooking. It's a halachic issue, whether they're cooking or not. The kosher game b'chamin k'she'en yasoledes v'lo zein yibishol. If it's not yasoledes, for sure. And therefore, it says Rav Moshe, yesh makom l'hakel. Skip to the end. V'im kein ein lanu lomar me'atzmeinu klum ela mikavala. We only answer what's mesora. And therefore, umemela hu kachol stam dvarim dehu b'klisheni safek. You're not sure, as we said, cliche, you gotta be machmir. And therefore, you don't know what's Kali Bishol, what's not Kali Bishol, and therefore you have to assume it's Kali Bishol and not put into a cliche. Klishlishi, no problem. Therefore, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you have a, that's what we always have a klishlishi cup next to the urn, right? You have to put the water in the urn, that's klirishon. Pour it into another cup, that's klishrishon to cliche. Second cup is klishlishi, put in your teabag. Put in your tea bag, no problem. One of you says, once wants to be machmir for the sheet of many achronim, wonderful, you can be machmir. But Rav Moshe has this after, and that's why there's no problem putting anything into your bowl of soup. Why? Because as we said last time, the ladle is a ladle, Thirisha Klisheni, we're not sure. So regarding the ladle or machmir, remember we discussed this 2 weeks ago, regarding the bowl, we'll make them. The bowl is for Klishlishi. That's what the Minchas Yisroch said to interpret the Mishnah Berurah. So whatever you want to put in the bowl of soup, put in matzah, bread croutons, whatever it is, klishlishi, this is Rav Moshe's big hetter, klishlishi is not mavashel at all. Yeah?
So since you're klishlishi,
right, so even though you're klishlishi is we're mako, I would just use klishlishi. Rav Moshe himself is going to say that, you know what, I myself always just use klishlishi for everything. With tea, sometimes people make coffee. Make coffee also. So make sure that we remember we learned last week that milk might not be Kalei Bishol. So if you could really pour the milk into the klisheni. But Rav Moshe says, no confusion. Just use a klishlishi. Everything is okay in a klishlishi going to Rav Moshe. And the world relies on Rav Moshe. He has places. He has the shoulders. Yeah.
Rav Poskim
seemed to go against Rav Moshe.
So how do we hold it?
He was Rav Moshe. He was the Poskim of America. Right, I think more Poskim, right, more of America holds like him. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't know as much as they, right, the Chazon Ish was more of the Mara de Asra in certain places in Eretz Yisrael. But again, that's the Heter of Rav Moshe. Yeah. So what if it's Yassel Levis Bach? Doesn't matter if it's Yassel Levis. Not telling that for sure. Just like we said, Klisheni is not a Vashel, even if it's Yassel Levis will make her a din. We just don't know what Kali Bishol are. And therefore we have to be Machmir. But really, one could be Mako. And therefore, based on this, the Mishnah Berurah, all the poskim talk all about tea, the Mishnah Berurah, you can look it up, I didn't give it to you, but it's in the Mishnah Berurah packet. Simashin Yudchas, Sif Katan Lamites. It's a 30-line Mishnah Berurah. It's all about making tea on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss Klishlishi. Doesn't discuss it. The Prima Gadol has a suffix about it. Earlier in history. But the Mishnah Berurah just gives different aces what to do. How did it work with a cliché? So he basically says, warm it up before Shabbos. Tea is for sure Kali Bishol, the Mishnah Berurah says, Pashit Baposkin, the Ishba Mishnah Bishol, Uba Mazin, Ishba Mishnah Skila, Uba Shogi of Chatas, Valkin Ishli Zayar, Uba Vorzeno Rabin, Rabin Nichshalimbo. Mishnah Berurah writes, a lot of people on Nichshal, less than 100 years ago, making tea. Uba Kilma Asam Bakuma Shebe Mamish. And therefore I have to explain. And then he says, pouring directly on the tea bag for sure is a malacha, because that's Irikli Rishon Vasha Kade Klipa. Even putting it into a cliche, he is Kali Bishol. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you gotta be careful, and therefore do something. He says, warm it, cook it before Shabbos. That's basically what he says. He does not discuss klishlishi. So it's, sorry? That is Shin Yud Ches. That's the synonym that we're doing these few months. Shin Yud Ches is Bishul Daraisa, Sif Katan Lamid Tes. Just one other source related, and then we get to the next, topic. There is a Shmua B'Shem Reb Chaim. Chaim Brisker, about tea. Source 18. In Nefesh Harav, Reb Shechter quotes, Mishnah Berurah, as I just quoted, Hevi Das Kamim and Achronim, Mahakr Shalasos Tei, Afilu B'Klisheni. Gotta be careful, because it's Kali Bishol. For Rabbeinu Amar B'Zeh Lashon, the Rav said the following, Shasaba Shalom Hayim Adakik B'Mitzvahs. My grandfather was a great rabbi. V'Hayim Mishtamish B'Sakiyos Tei B'Klisheni. And he used tea bags in a Klisheni. That's the Misorah. For some reason, Reb Chaim felt that tea bags were not Kali Bishol. That was Reb Chaim Shita. Nobody really holds to this. Maybe the Masorah and the Soloveitchik family, they would, you know, be allowed to rely on it. But generally, Ruba the Ruba of the poskim do not assume this way. But this is Bapu Ainoig Achra, right? The Rav himself was Noig to be Mako, based on his grandfather, but generally that is not the Minhag Olam. Minhag Olam is to assume that it is Kali Bishul. Like most things, we have to assume are Kali Bishul, and therefore one should use at least a Kli Shlishi. Yeah?
The matter if the tea bag's in first, or if you put the
tea bag. So the matter if the tea bag's in first or not, meaning what? You put it in, that it'll be Iri Kli Shein.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have to do it afterwards? We generally pass an Ain Sviya Ba'ochlan. You worried about the coloring? So we pass in, there's no tzia. Unless you're doing it for the color, we pass in ein tzia ba'ochlan.
Doesn't matter.
Right. If you're color, making lemonade, making punch, right? There's no issue what you put in first. Ice cube is a separate issue because of the melting. You put the liquid in before the ice cube. Yeah.
Your cliche is not a problem.
And if you're relying on this kula, just use real cliche. Real cliche. If you were going to rely on the kula. So you should put the water in first. If you want to be machmer right out, put it in the next step. I'm just worried that if you put it, if you're machmir, oh, tzviya, you're going to end up doing iri kli rishon possibly. You know, you might get mixed up. So just have a kli shlishi and then worry about things. Yeah.
Ice cube is a problem.
That's not our issue now. Just not a problem. If you put the liquid in right away, it's better, generally not, but there's a chachila, the poskim mentioned, to put the liquid in before the ice cubes. But not for now. Okay. Maybe like one malacha. That's malacha of dash. We'll get to that the second half of the year. Next, last section. Last section to discuss related to sources of heat, and that is, we discussed this all the way back at the beginning, and that is cooking in the sun. Cooking in the sun. Remember, we mentioned all the way back in the first year of this topic that cooking in the sun on Shabbos is mutter. Mutter l'chanchila. If something is cooked, if I come to somebody's house and it was pouring rain, or I spilled water all over myself, and my shirt is wet, I can put my shirt outside in the backyard, and the sun will bake down on the water and dry my shirt or dry my socks. I can't put my wet shirt or socks on the radiator in the house because there's a fire in there. But in the sun, it's not a problem. So I can put it on the outside. I can just put it in the backyard so it can dry. Why? Why is it mutter to cook in the sun? It says Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes, source 19, is where the Gemara says, Bishul Bachama, everybody agrees it's mutter. Rashi has a very important Lashon, Deshari, source 20, Ein derech bishulo bakach. Because that's not the normal way of cooking. People don't cook in the sun. Rashi here doesn't mean it's like shinui, it's unusual. Because anything unusual on Shabbos, what's the halacha if I do a malacha in an unusual way? Still derabanan. Still has to be derabanan. Here Rashi is explaining why it's mutter. So this Rashi of ein derech bishulo must mean that it's not the definition of the malacha at all. That's what ein derech bishulo here means. This is not called bishul. Bishul means where there's a source of, there's a fire, even though the sun is a ball of fire, but it's not the same way, that a humanly made fire, and therefore, that is, it is mutter. There's a huge discussion, not for now, we're not going to go into it, but in Eretz Yisrael, where most people have dud shemeshes. The hot water is not like in Chutz La'aretz in America, where where's your hot water? In a big tank in your basement. But most of the time, what it is, if there's a much smaller tank, but it's on the roof, and it's heated by the sun. 50, 60 years ago, when they first started making these, the big shiloh was, the water on the sun, is that called sun, being heated by the sun, or is that called being heated by something heated by the sun? Because there's like these panels that absorb the sun's rays and heat up the water. So is that called sun? Or toldo shemesh, which you remember we said is asa midrabanan. Sun is mutter, toldo shemesh, something heated by the sun is asa midrabanan. So that's a big discussion. Lamaisa, you'll have to turn on the hot water on Shabbos. If it's mamish shemesh, then it'll be mutter. So that's a big discussion in the poskim, which we're not going to get into now. I gave you a number of sources related to it, starting with source... Starting, I'll give you the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach. When this first came out, it was one of the big sources. Source 25, source 26, source 27, and 28. Okay, so that's all just related to Dud Shemesh. One final piece to this puzzle, and that is, what about a microwave? Not that we're going to cook in a microwave on Shabbos, but let's say, Rahman al-Islam, somebody is deathly ill, I have to cook for them on Shabbos. Is there any adifus, is there any better way to cook for them? What about a microwave? Rav Ribyat, in source 29, explains the mitzias of microwaves. One of the godless of that set of svarim is that a lot of the mitzias of malachas he explains. says with conventional cooking, says Rabbi Yehuda, source 29. Sorry, start at the beginning. In recent years, questions have been raised on the halakhic status of microwave cooking. Microwave cooking is a new and revolutionary method of cooking that operates on principles completely different from conventional cooking. This not only is important for Hilchos Shabbos, this is important for other areas. For example, Bishul Akum. This is a huge machlokas. What about microwaves of Bishul Akum? Right, you let it go into Dunkin' Donuts and get your egg on a bagel. Right, are they allowed to put it into the microwave for you? It's a major machlokas aposkin. Whether microwaves is included in Bishul Akum. But this is at least for Shabbos. With conventional cooking, what's going on? A source of existing heat is transmitted, which penetrates into the food and surrounding area by a process called convection. Lamaisa, when you cook something, the heat's outside, and things get hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. It's fully hot. That's why you can have a piece that's hot on the outside, but cold on the inside. Right? That food. You warm up a piece of chicken in the oven, the outside can be hot, you bite into it, oh, it's cold. In a microwave, you got just the opposite. It can be hot on the, you can have parts of it hot, cold, hot. Obviously, there's something different going on there, physically. With microwave cooking, however, there is no source of heat per se. But you feel the inside of the microwave? It's not hot. It's not hot when you take the food out. Energy waves are generated that cause a molecular movement in the food or substance. The intense molecular movement causes friction between the molecules and in effect causes the food to heat itself. Next time you press start, think about what's going on. Right, so, nice new one, right in front of you. Right? So, Lamaisa, there's no fire. There's no fire here. So, if there's no fire, maybe this is similar to what Rashi says about sun. Just like Rashi says, Shemesh is mutter, ain't there pishul bakach here too. So, forgetting the electronic board, that's a malacha. Because that's you're making numbers. But what about the cooking itself? Let's say you could have a microwave cooking without lighting up any numbers or motors. Just the cooking itself. Is that Bishul? So maybe not. That's Ein Derech Bishul Bakach. Rav Moshe was asked about microwaves in 1971. It's important to know the year. 1971. So microwaves were not so popular in 1971. Rav Moshe here is a Navi. Says Moshe, "Bnei Bidvar Bishul B'Chama, the like of Shabbos. Bishul B'Chama is no Isur on Shabbos. Who pashut? Bishul Dineisha Bishul Shabbos Mishkan Ay Be'Eish. The Mishkan they cook with fire. Mikomakom Ayshach Lamelav Kam Bishul Ay De'Chama Lios Tolda. Maybe cooking you would have thought was a Tolda. Kamash Malan we say it's not even a Tolda. It's not cooking at all. And he has a whole tshuva related to the idea of cooking in the sun. But then Moshe says in the left column, Im Kain B'Hamikervave." Oven. Shetov Lavasha Bokumo Beish Mamish. Says your Moshe, microwaves, they cook just as well as a fire. The Elu Sheyesh Lahem Tanur Kazeh, those people who now have microwave ovens, Mishtamshim Bo Yoser Mibishul Debeish, they use them more than the ovens. Amazing. Umashalom is Pashtu Tanur of Elu, and the fact that not everybody has one yet, says your Moshe. It's just because there aren't so many models out there. Says our Moshe, pretty soon everybody's going to have a microwave in their house and they're going to use it much more than ovens. Before I made Aliyah, I gave away a lot of our stuff. I made Aliyah. So I remember there was another Rebbe who was in the place where I learned in the afternoons. And I was talking to him about something or other. And I mentioned, I have two regular microwave, pay something microwave. So he's like, oh, I don't have a microwave. I said, you don't have a microwave? It was 2 years ago. I said, how do you warm things up? So he says, I don't know. I put it in the oven. I said, what if you want to like, you have like noodles in the fridge and you just want to like warm it up for 20 seconds? What do you do? He says, if we know we won't have noodles, so a couple hours before, we just take it out and leave it out. I said, you don't have a microwave? I said, you have to have a microwave. You have to take it. I said, I can't believe somebody was two years ago. He didn't have a microwave. But he was like, fine. He was okay. Right? So he's a regular, he's not like a from, he's a regular guy, regular Rebbe. He's a Rebbe in Yeshiva High School. But anyway, so now we have the microwave. It says in Moshe, 1971, he says that everybody's going to have a microwave soon. And therefore it says in Moshe, Vadai Yesh Vamelech Mibishul Da'or Da'haya B'mishkan B'chashivas Tolda Shulachol Adinim Keha'av D'bishul Da'or. Says in Moshe, he thinks because it's going to be so common, even without fire, it's going to be a Tolda. And therefore it can be Da'oraisa even in a microwave, and therefore there's no Adifus using a microwave versus using an oven. Right, they would have used, Moshe basically says, they would have used them in the Mishkan if they had them. But they didn't have that, so they couldn't use that. But this is the normal gray way of cooking. And if, even if you don't have a physical fire, it's still called regular bishul. That is Rav Moshe in source 30. Again, an article about it in one of the Torah Shabbat Peh journals I gave you on the last page. This is just related to if that ever comes up. Yeah. If what? Reheating? So something, but that relates to the bishul achar bishul issue. If there's no bishul achar bishul by a real fire, it's not going to be bishul bishul by a microwave. Okay, this finishes off part two of our discussion. Now we move to the third and final part of bishul daraisa. And that is the topic, I gave it out last time, reheating foods and liquids. I don't have any more sources right now, reheating foods and liquids. This is part three of our discussion. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Hayam Abayis, source number one. The second half of this Mishnah was Kali Bishul. But the first half of the Mishnah, let's focus on now. Kol Shabbat B'chavim Me'erev Shabbos. Anything that literally went into hot water from before Shabbos. Anything that was cooked on Friday, Shorin Oso B'chavim B'Shabbos. You could soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Meaning, once something is cooked, it's cooked. The Kol Shabbat B'chavim Me'erev Shabbos. If it wasn't cooked yet, then you have to be worried. To put it in our language, this Mishnah tells us, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That's what this Mishnah tells us. Rashi explains why not. Rashi earlier, this Mishnah is quoted earlier in the Masechta. Rashi in Shabbos and Dachlana test. Kol Shabbat B'chamin, Rashi says, Ein Bo Mishum Tikun, Shahari Niskan Kfar. It's already fixed, it's already cooked. What more are you doing? What's the Malacha of cooking? Remember we said, making it edible, making it roy, fitting, giving it a new ultimate purpose. So you did it already. If you're just reheating something, that's not cooking. So ein bishul achar bishul. There is no bishul d'oraisa after bishul already took place. Once something is cooked, the significant change has taken place, so that is why there's no more bishul d'oraisa. There are two major issues to discuss related to ein bishul achar bishul. Number one is the state of the food. And number two, the method or the process that exactly was done the first time. And that will be done the second time. So first we're going to discuss the state of the food, and then we're going to discuss the method that it was cooked. Okay, first, the state of the food. Ein bishul, first we're going to discuss what's called davar yavesh. Davar yavesh, a dry item. If somebody has a dry item, so then for sure we hold, once it is fully cooked, Ein bishul achar bishul. Meaning, I have noodles. I have noodles that are fully cooked. Mi d'oraisa. I could take those noodles out of the fridge and put them on a fire Shabbos morning. An open fire. We're not talking about the rabbanans yet with covered fires. That's all in the world. That's in the next topics. But we're talking on a d'oraisa level. Ein bishul achar bishul. There's no bishul by something dry. Period. If I have a potato that's cooked, if I have a piece of chicken that's cooked, I could cook that. I could warm it up on Shabbos. There is no bishul d'oraisa. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Dalid. Shin Yud Ches Sif Dalid. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Tavshel Shin Is Bashel Kol Tzarcha. A tavshel that is fully cooked. Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul Im Nitz. Okay. Well, we'll get to that. Im Nitzani. We'll get to that. Where's the part that I wanted to read? Bahani Nili Shish Bo Bishul Acha Bishul B'tavshel Shish Bo Mara. That's liquids. Avol Tavar Shin Is Bashel Kfar Bo Yavesh. If you have an item that's fully cooked and that's dry, mutter l'shrosu b'chamin b'Shabbos. You let do whatever you want with it on Shabbos. On a daraisa level, once something is dry, it's fully cooked, there is no bishul, even if it's totally cold. Even if it's cold, it doesn't matter. That's what the Chayadim emphasizes in 3. Top line, davar yavesh, shekvar nis bashel me'erev Shabbos, lo shayach bo bishul, de'ein bishul achar bishul, afilu achshav tzonin l'gamrei. Something is totally cold, but if it was fully cooked before Shabbos, there is no issue. Potato, chicken, noodles, any of those can be put into, let's say, the following case. Let's say you have soup. Let's say you have soup. You take the soup, the burning hot soup, off of the fire. It's off the fire, but I want to serve the soup with noodles. Right? So I didn't put the noodles in. It wasn't cold. I thought you want to serve chicken soup and you put the noodles in afterwards. So while it's still on the fire, I'm not supposed to put the noodles in. Why? Kolba. You can't, shouldn't do anything while it's on the fire. Let's say I took the soup off. Do I have to put it in the bowls first and then put the noodles in? If the noodles are fully cooked, no problem. No problem. You can put the noodles directly into the soup pot. Because the noodles are fully cooked, As we'll see, this is Bishul and Vishul, and therefore there is no problem putting it into a Kli Rishon that was removed from the fire. Or you could pour it onto the noodles. That's Irui. Either way, that is point number one. By a Dover Yavesh, it is Mutter. Well, how do you define, maybe your question, how do you define Yavesh versus Lach? We're going to get to. What if you have something that's juicy? So we're going to get to that. But this is point number one. By a Dover Yavesh, in Bishul, Lach, Bishul, period, even if it's cold. Yeah.
So what items like noodles or like... Even like if it's reached the point that it's edible, it's so overcooked, then it gets like bigger.
Noodles. I'm saying what that's once the difference. Remember we said there's the machlokas. We have the Rashi and the Rambam. But the machlokas from Machlo Ben Jusoi to Mevushal Kol Sarcho. But once you get the Mevushal Kol Sarcho, can't it's something called Mitzamik Biyafelo. It gets better, but still, if it's fully cooked, it's fully cooked. Not a problem. There's another hand up. Yeah. If it went to from frozen, if it's a solid, it doesn't really change. It has some ice particles on it. So why? You shouldn't put ice particles are gonna melt into liquids. That's why we'll see it. That would be a problem. Putting a frozen challah with ice particles onto the blech. That could be a problem. Okay, so that is yavish. What about lach? What about something that is wet, that is moist? So if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam is source number 4. The Rambam says, where it's underlined, Habavashal al ha'or davarshin mevushal kol sarcho. If you cook on a fire something that is fully cooked, oh, davarshin a sarcho mevushal kol, something that doesn't need cooking, that's not our issue now, putter. Says the Rambam, if I put something on a fire that's fully cooked, you're putter. Which means asa d'rabanan, because you have to put it on a covered fire. It's related to the other issues. What does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam not say? The Rambam does not make any distinctions. That's what's important for the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ein bishul achar bishul." Period. Even soup. According to the Rambam, you could take chicken soup that's fully cooked out of your fridge Shabbos morning and warm it up and serve it hot. That is the sheet of the Rambam, right? There's no bishul achar bishul. The Mishnah didn't make any distinctions, so the Rambam said there are no distinctions. Ein bishul achar bishul. Period. There is no difference between lach and yavesh. This is what some other Rishonim say. Also, the Rash for the Ran. Some other Rishonim also hold like the Rambam. But many Rishonim do not. Other Rishonim argue and say, by lach, you do have to be worried. There's a Rashi. The Rashi, well, you can just look first, even before the Rashi. The Rosh Hashulchan picks up on this diyuk in source number 5. V'hinei HaRambam, lo chilek, bein davar yavish, lo davar lach. The Rambam makes no distinctions between something dry and moist. Ubein itztanin or lo nitztanin, whether it became cold or not. Dechlalak Amar, he said a general statement. The davarish in his bashal called sarcho, anything that's fully cooked, ain bo o bishol. The ain bishol achar bishol. Right? Ach petzai shen is bashal called sarcho, as long as it's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, then it's still a problem, because that's not mavushal yet. But if it's fully cooked, the Rambam says, it's totally mutter. But other Rishonim do not agree. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. Rashi there is discussing the Isser, which we'll talk about in a couple of weeks, of insulation. Insulating items, wrapping a towel around items. A crock pot is kind of insulating, as we'll talk about. But in that context, Rashi says, you know what you're worried about? Let's say you have a soup. You have hot water that cooled down. I'm worried, says Rashi. Look where the third line of the Rashi in source 6. Gezeira, shema yimatze kederaso. Maybe you'll find your kedera, shen itztanana, that it cooled down. When you want to insulate it, the yartichena tchila, and therefore you will come boil it up again. Because you're going to want to insulate it when it's hot. So if you find it's cooled down, you're going to boil it up again. The nimsa mevashel b'shabbos. And therefore it'll come out that you're cooking on Shabbos. Cooking on Shabbos? What do you mean? It's fully cooked. It just cooled down. It cooled down. What's Rashi talking about? You're something cooled down and you're going to warm it up again, but vashel? It sounds like from Rashi that when it comes to liquids, davar lach, there is a problem of bishul achar bishul. That's what it sounds like from the Rashi. Also the Rush. The Rush in Shabbos there. Rush is bothered by the contradiction. The Mishnah we started off with in source number 1 says, ain't bishul achar bishul. But this Gemara in Shabbos seems to say there is a worry. So the Rush says, there's a difference between yavesh and lach. That's the Rush's distinction. Says the Rush. Lamadnu, line 4, line 5. Sha'af betav shoshin is bashel. But it's stunning. Sha'af be bishul. Kivan sheyesh bo mashke. because it has liquid. The Hada Amrina Kol Shabbat B'Chamen L'Pnei Shabbos Shomer Asa B'Chamen B'Shabbos. That which it says the Mishnah Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei Bishlach Bishol Hainu Davar Yavesh Kagon Targanota Debei Rabbi Chicken a piece of chicken. So the Rashi and the Rush and others, we shown him say, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol only applies to sows. When it comes to liquids, it's, there is Bishol Achar Bishol. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rashi and the Rush and those we shown him. Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Yud Ches Dalet, what I started to read before. V'im lon, Vahani milishi tafshel tzarcho tafshel shen espashel kol tzarcho, something that was cooked totally. Yesh bo mishum bishul. There is bishul and it's tiny. If it cooled down, it's there is bishul again. If it's not yachol at this point anymore, v'im espashel v'im mon espashel kol tzarcho. If it wasn't fully cooked, then for sure. But then he says, Hani milishi yesh bo bishul achar bishul, but tafshel sheish bo marak. If it has liquid in there, there is bishul achar bishul. Avol davar shen bashel kfar is yavish. We said not. That's we read the second half. What's the svara? What's the svara? Why is there bishul achar bishul by liquids and not by solids? Yeah.
Because when it's yavish, people could enjoy it even cold, as opposed to like a cold chicken soup.
Okay, good. Even more than that. But you just said that if it's yavish, people enjoy it just as much as it's cold. You can have a cold piece of schnitzel. That's fine. Chicken soup, you're not going to enjoy it. But what does that reflect? What does that reflect that people could eat it cold? Yeah.
Well, by yavish, once it's cooked, it can't go back to what it was before. Right?
Okay, it can't go back to what it was before. Think back. What did we say back in the first year? Right. Remember, what measurement do you use by solids to say cooking? Edibility. Machu ben drusai. What do you use by liquids? Temperature. Why? Because there's no change that happens in the liquids. Same svara here. When it comes to solids, Mr. Burr says it. When it comes to solids, once it is, like I said, it is. It's cooked chicken, now it's cold cooked chicken. It's cold cooked chicken. But if it's not hot chicken soup, you don't call it cold soup, you just call it cold, you know? It doesn't even, it's not called soup anymore. It's like gross. You wouldn't eat cold chicken soup. Right? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Dibidabar la kivan sha'ozil chamimusa v'nitztanein. Once it cools off, batali menu, shayfi shulam rishon. The first bishul is finished. It's finished, we don't have to talk about it anymore. There's no remnants of that bishul. Unlike solids, there is. That's what Rav Simcha Bunim also says in source number 8. Rav Simcha Bunim says, "Ubir dvarav line 4, dibidavar yavesh tachlis habishul humusakin etzem amaychol. By a yavdavar yavesh, the purpose is to fix the food. Ulishanosa midavar chaylor mabushal. Go from raw to cooked to edible. Vishina is an isharaf ilukishinistani. When you have cold kugel, you have cold chicken." It's still, the effects of the cooking is still there. But by a liquid, let's say you heated up gravy. So when it cools down, it's the same thing that it was an hour ago before you heated it up in the first place. You heated up water. When it's cold water, it's the same thing. It went back. It went backwards when you cooled off. The ain bishop Paul Shinui book of Amashka. The heat doesn't change it. You could have drunk the water beforehand, you could drink it afterwards. The Iker Tachlis is Lachamo to make it roi to drink as a hot drink. And therefore that is why ain bishop achabishal when it comes to Yavesh, but when it comes to Lach, Yesh Bishal Achabishal. So if you go into any house, certain Tamani houses, they warm up soup on Shabbos morning, it's not because they go like the Shulchan Aruch. Because they go like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch does not allow you to do it. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol, by liquids. And we'll see, the Shulchan Aruch might be even more machmer, because we didn't get to the Rambam yet. But the Rambam is the only one, and that's the one we showed him, that says, A Bishol Achar Bishol, period. Right? That's the Rambam Shita. Once something is cooked, it is cooked. Yeah. So we're going to get to that. How do you define Lach and Yavesh? We're going to see that's probably Mekel. One more source of the day, yeah. Is there a problem for Ashkenazi to go to Sephardi's house? No. We're going to see a source for that. Once a person's allowed to do something, they do it. Right? Let's say I don't open certain things on Shabbos. But I know there are many Shittas that do. So if you open it, it's fine. It's not a problem. One final source, and then we will continue with the Lamaisa next time. So far, Machlokas Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch says that Yesh B'Shlach HaBishon when it comes to Lach. Then comes the Ramah. Then came the Ramah with a Kula. The Ramah in Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes Vav says, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, even by liquids, if it hasn't cooled off totally. That's the Rama. Im lo nitztane legamre. That is the kula of the Rama. The yesh mekila momar. The kol she'eno nofno agabe ha'esho akira mamash. Rak samachlo. That will get to for the Rabbanan issues. Afilu nitztane mutter. V'nago lahako bazeh im lo nitztane legamre. That's the Rama. Right, says the Mr. Brura, according to the Shulchan Aruch, one says Ayah shall have this bow anymore, Shub Yeish Bo Mishum Bishol. But the Ramah is Mako. The Ramah is Mako that as long as it hasn't totally cooled off, there is no problem. And that's why, you remember what we discussed a couple of weeks ago, where you have a little tea left in your cup. It's not freezing yet. It's not you would still drink it, it's warm, but it's not hot anymore, no problem. Ain't Bishlach HaBishol, Ayah shall likewise. No, it's not the sign of Lagamre. That is the sheet of the Ramah. So we'll have to discuss more of it. There was a question. There's a hand up. We'll have to discuss what the Svara of the Ramah mean. What does the Ramah hold deep down? Does he hold like the Rambam deep down? And he's being Machmir? Or does he hold like the Shulchan Aruch deep down? Or like Rashi and the Rosh and he's being a little Mekla? That is not clear. It's going to be very important what that is. But Lamaisa, what do we have so far? We have the most Mekla Shita, which is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein Bishlach HaMishal, period. The most machmir shita, which is Rashi and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, yesh bishalach habishal by liquids, period. If it's not yatzal edesbo anymore. And then you have the Ramah in the middle, that there's yesh bishalach habishal only if it's totally cool. If it's not totally cooled down, it's not a legamre, then there is no problem, and one would be able to heat it up. Okay, we'll have to stop here.